The Internet, a vast sea of information, a bridge to the 21st century, an international house of pancakes. I'm sorry, an information superhighway. The Internet was invented by the American military back in the late 60s. It was designed to be a durable, scalable, decentralized information delivery system so that in the event of a nuclear attack, American military leaders would still have access to pornography. The Internet is really an outstanding pornography-delivering vehicle. And that was fine back when no one knew how to get online, but nowadays everyone wants to be wired, including the last people who should be seeing pornography, your parents. So, how can you be sure that mommy and daddy are viewing the safe, educational, boring sites you want them to see, and not the interesting, exciting, obscene sites you enjoy yourself? Consider, if you will, the plight of Sheldon Toblerone. We find Sheldon at his parents' home on an average Monday night.
Hey, Dad. Is Mom around? I brought some laundry.
Oh, how wonderful, son. Look, look, I bought a new computer. Your old man is going to be on the interweb.
Oh, come on, Dad. You don't want to do that.
Certainly I do. I want to be surfing up the email and webbed up to net pages and such. Hook it up for me, son.
Poor Sheldon. Drastic measures are necessary. Tip one, lie to your parents.
Dad, I'd love to get you set up, but the internet only works on Thursdays.
Oh!
I can come on Thursday and supervise, help you.
But I want to get on now, son. You know, I'm repainting the garage, and I wanted to find out if latex would bond to stucco.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought I'd do a search for, latex bondage.
Tip number two, steal from your parents. Take away the cable that connects their computer to its monitor. Mom and Dad won't figure it out. They still don't know how to work the VCR.
Hey, Dad. Got anything to eat?
Oh, hello, son. You know, I figured out what the problem with the computer was.
Uh-huh.
The little cord that connected the TV to the typewriter had gone missing. Must have fallen off and rolled under something.
Really?
Yes, so I got two.
Tip number three. Steal from and then lie to your parents. If they manage to get their monitor hooked up again.
Oh! Oh, no, the mousey pointer thing is gone.
Oh, that happens. They just disappear sometimes.
Oh.
Your computer must have a virus.
A virus? Is it catching?
Absolutely. You better lock it in a box in the basement. Or better yet, Dad, I'll take it home and I'll boil it for you.
Oh, okay. Thank you, son.
Yeah, no
Be
problem.
Careful. Now, do you need some rubber gloves?
Sure, Dad. And some food?
Oh,
whew. That was a close one. You see, by lying to and stealing from your parents, the people who love you the most, you can ensure that they have a safe and dull internet experience. Hopefully, they'll get sick of the whole thing and go back to renovating the kitchen or doing whatever it is that old people do.